Objective: adolescent girls with self-harming behavior experience difficulties in emotion regulation and cognitive flexibility. One of the approaches that can be effective in this regard is self-compassion training. Therefore, the present study aimed to determine the effectiveness of self-compassion training on emotion regulation and cognitive flexibility in adolescent girls with self-harming behavior. Methods and materials. The research method was quasi-experimental, using a pre-test, post-test, and one-month follow-up design. The statistical population consisted of adolescent girls with self-harming behavior who referred to counseling centers in District 16 of Tehran in 2022. Through purposive sampling, 30 eligible participants were selected and randomly assigned to experimental and control groups of 15 each. They completed the Garnevsky and Krajic Cognitive Emotion Regulation Questionnaire and the Dennis and van der Waal Cognitive Flexibility Inventory at three stages. The Gilbert Self-Compassion Training Program was conducted in 8 60-minute individual sessions for the experimental group, and data were analyzed using repeated measures ANOVA. Findings: the results indicated that self-compassion training significantly increased positive emotion regulation strategies and cognitive flexibility while reducing negative emotion regulation strategies in girls with self-harming behavior. This effect persisted at the follow-up stage. Conclusion: it can be concluded that self-compassion training increases the likelihood of using positive emotion regulation strategies and cognitive flexibility in girls with self-harming behavior while reducing the likelihood of using negative emotion regulation strategies. Self-compassion training enhances individuals' mindfulness and prevents the process of over-identification. This profound experience leads individuals to see self-judgment and self-criticism, experience self-acceptance, and gain greater awareness of their thoughts and emotions.